This is the prologue. Downstream Naked by Troy Lyle. Portaging Lock 8 required a fierce group effort. First, we sent Rush and Otter up the bank with a rope. Once they scaled the 25 feet to flat land, they dragged each vessel, complete with gear, up the sloppy slope. No small task, but they managed. Once atop, we tag-teamed each boat by carrying, two at a time, the kayaks and canoes some 250 yards around the lock and down the other side to the lower river. My brain and body sizzled from exhaustion. I fell into the water at our post-portage put-in below the lock. I simply stumbled forward, unsteady yet confident, stepped in my kayak, and fell face forward into the cold, dark water, fully clothed. In retrospect, I should have taken my time and caught my breath before trying to re-enter my Dorigo. Luckily, though, the water was only 3 feet deep, else I would have drowned. At this point in the trip, I didn't have a single dry item to wear. I had left my second set of clothes out the night before, and they were dew-soaked. I had but two choices. Sit in nasty wet clothes for the last 3 miles of our journey, or paddle into the sunset naked and proud. I chose the latter. October nakedness was a great choice. I had wanted to get out of Lexington, to free my mind, return to the primal. As I stepped out of my Dorigo for the last time, my ass and balls freed from their shelter, I couldn't help but recall the sage observation made by Harlan Hubbard in his book Shantyboat, A River Way of Life. A river tugs at whatever was within reach, trying to set it afloat and carry it downstream.
Don't